Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdravljeni v intervju Radija Študent, z vami bova Mario B. in član danske zasedbe Strange Party Orchestra, ki danes večer že ob 8 igra v Gala Hali. Hello, Carl.
Hello.
So you are playing tonight in Ljubljana in Gala Hala. Did you see the place, I guess?
We've been there, we have just finished the sound check, and yeah. It's perfect, very nice atmosphere, very much like Christina in Copenhagen. You like it very much.
Fine. So how come that this band is going on for more than 20 years and we've never seen you in Slovenia?
Well, a good question. I'm very happy to be here, and it's the first time in Slovenia. We traveled a lot of the Balkan countries for many years, and this time was the opportunity for us to come to Ljubljana and play Slovenia, so we just will enjoy this very much.
Actually, we do not know much about exactly Danish jazz scene, but we know quite a lot about Swedish and Norwegian, and those musicians are coming on yearly basis here. So maybe for the beginning, could you tell us a quick overview of Danish jazz scene and what is the position of Strange Party Orchestra in it?
Well, to start with Strange Party Orchestra, since you mentioned that for the last time, we've been around for like 27 years now. We played most Europe, done all from theater, film, radio, television, name it. And actually, when we started up 27 years ago, we were pretty much alone about this kind of alternative jazz scene. But luckily, things changed. And now, today, there's a big environment in Denmark, very, very good musicians. And since you mentioned Sweden and Norway, there's a big mixture between musicians from Denmark, Sweden and Norway. So there's a lot of crossover bands from these three countries. And the scene is luckily growing bigger and bigger. Only problem is that Denmark is a kind of fucked up country, so they really doesn't recognize this really good musicians, and therefore there are very few places for Danish musicians to play in Denmark.
So it's very similar as to the situation in the United States, because those musicians have to come to Europe to be artists. There they have to play in bars and lounges.
Same. Yes, and actually Copenhagen is a center for a lot of American very good musicians, two alternative musicians, but very educated and very recommended musicians. But they still have to go and travel and play at, you say, small places.
Yes. When you started, you said that that kind of music was quite new for that time.
Yes.
What kind of music was actual at that time? Because here in Slovenia, exactly in Ljubljana, we did have a few alternative jazz bands that actually took quite some influences from punk and noise and metal and everything. And actually, much younger audience started to listen to them.
And this is actually also what happened in Denmark. And and this is the same way we have been going through. Only thing is that through the years we have become more punk, and normally it's the other way around, that you start kind of punk and go more easy, but we're going the other way around. But anyway, the music we play is influenced, of course, when I heard Tom Waits like 25 years ago. That at that time it was not possible to buy a record with him in Denmark. I heard some tapes somebody brought from the States, and I thought, okay, this is really kind of music that's interesting. This is, for me, it's art, and in same degree as painters, as sculptures, whatever you name it. So in this way, we actually use a lot of different genres. And I've been working, and my colleagues in the band have also been working with all from very famous classical composers to the most hardcore punk musicians. So we mix all kinds of these genres. I'm not saying that we are making our own genre. I'm not saying that we are like Tom Waits in any way. We do what we need to do. And what we do is, and the way we see it, it's like you have an empty frame, a big frame on the wall. We throw a lot of different kind of colors on it, and you can paint your own, and you can imagine your own picture.
Actually, when you started, one very famous Danish classical composer made a suite for you. Actually, it was named Strange Party Music or something like this. And then you took that
name.
But at the beginning, was this band bigger? I mean, you are called Orchestra, but actually...
We were, at a certain point, we were 15 people in this band. So, and through the years, there's been a lot of change, but the three of us have been there for all 27 years. And now we work with different musicians, different artists, VJs, dancers, other composers as well. So sometimes we have more musicians with us on this tour.
Yeah, yeah. Your music is very... As you said, that you also work with film and theater, is actually very cinematic, which our listeners could hear just now. Actually, we are listening to the album The Train, which was made during the theater performance. And there was another album, Hourglass, and it is stated there that you are playing modern folklore music.
Yes, that's right. This album is interesting because we met on a tour in Serbia some years ago. We met Sapi Solnay, who is, I think you maybe know him, he's a very famous film instructor. And we immediately felt like we have something in common. So he asked us to make, he was finishing a movie at that time. And he asked us to do a short piece of music for this movie. And of course we agreed, and we were on the tour whenever we had the time to borrow a studio here and there. We made suggestions for him. And when we came back to Denmark, our Danish record company was so interested in this. So actually we had another CD was ready to be released, but the record company said, oh, we will do this new release, but we will also do a compilation of your most folklore kind of music, including the music for Sapa Solnay. And actually, I'm going to meet Sapa Solnay tomorrow in Novi Sad, because now he's just about to make a new movie, and we will hopefully also be honored to make the music for that movie.
I suggest that we should listen to one whole tune from that from this album, The Train. This would be, I think, the tune named Boccia, yes?
Boccia.
Okay.
Bastard!
Zdaj sva v studiu Mario B. in Kor iz benda Strange Party Orchestra, ki nocoj špila v okviru serialke Pozor, nov bend na vidiku v Gala Hali ob 20. zvečer. So, Kor.
Yeah.
You mentioned Tom Waits, and actually this tune we just heard is quite some Tom Waits-ish. Yeah. So do you have some problems with this being jazz band when getting some gigs or when getting some money from the government or something?
I think this is for any creative artists who are thinking in new ways. Mm-hmm. We are supported from the Danish Culture Ministry. Yeah, we are supported from different kind of Danish organizations, and that is of course without that we would not have a chance But and you call it an alternative jazz band. Some people call it something else, and mm-hmm. I really don't have a. You can call it what you want and feel mm-hmm. like. To us, it's art music. It makes people wonder. It makes people wonder and make mm-hmm. their mm-hmm. mind go wandering, and thinking what to do, where, way, how. So to me, it's not important if it's like this kind of thing or this kind of thing. Although we are very much aware of not mixing up genres and misuse them.
Exploit them.
Yeah,
in a because ugly way. Yeah.
Yeah, because then it becomes just funny or awkward in a strange way. And even though we are a strange party orchestra, we are very strict with things, and we work very long time with we have very good studio in Copenhagen where we work for a long time with to develop our ideas. Mm-hmm. So it's just maybe to some audience, sometimes they come and say, oh, it sounds like something you just figure out now, but it is definitely not. And most of it is actually written down in notes and everything.
Uh-huh. Interesting. I asked you about these genre questions because here in Slovenia it's like ages old quarrel between traditionals and modernists, not just in jazz, but especially in jazz. So I was wondering, is there some similar fight, so to say, on Danish scene?
Of course there is, but I really don't care about this kind of fighting.
So you just go on and play your music and...
Yes, and I have regards for all kind of genres.
Of course.
For me,
of course.
There is some... yesterday, after a concert we did Subotica in Serbia, somebody came and asked me, what kind of music do you listen to? Mm-hmm. I said, good music, because to me there's only good music and bad music.
Yeah, great. I agree with that. Mm. You were doing some film and theater music, and I'm wondering, is there some exact movie or movie composer that directly influenced your work?
Well, again, I have to say it some ways, of course, and John Lurie and Jim Jarmusch as a film instructor. I think they try to question the same things as I do. I will not again compare myself and my orchestra with these people, but we kind of try to put the same questions in a nice way, to say, hey, let's think about things. Maybe we can do things different. Maybe it would be, to me, for instance, it's very important that I have an artistic moment every day where I experience something. Mm-hmm. It could be walking into a gallery, experiencing a new artist or something like that, or going into a church, going into a mosque, going just to have the feeling of culture and art, I think is important. But for me, the way I see the world today, and especially the part of the world where I come from, I call it end of Europe, somebody call it start of Europe, I definitely would say end of Europe. People, they go to plastic warehouses, they go to stupid shopping centers, they care a lot about which car they're driving, and this, you know, this kind of feeling. And for me, I hope that by just pushing a little bit with our music and being here, we could make people think in other directions.
Make a difference.
Make a small difference, hopefully.
What do you prefer, playing alive in the concert or make some crazy, strange stuff in studio?
Definitely live. Yes, of course. We also enjoy the, as I told you, we have a wonderful studio in our own studio, and thanks to my wife, actually, she said like 10 years ago, enough is enough. Now we buy this studio so you can have a good place to work. But we really enjoy going live and we really enjoy meeting people. And people always come after our show and say, amazing, you're really, really clever and you're close to what you do as a musician we seldom see. I have to say this because this is what we always hear. And I'm very happy about having these kind of compliments because then I know, okay, this was a strong, good evening where audience had a very good feeling and we have good feelings.
When you rehearse in studio or somewhere where you play, maybe in some garage, do you improvise a lot? Before you said me that all your music is actually written down. So
most of our music is written down. I would say 90% of 25 or 27 years work, and that is a lot. It takes a lot of time to write it down. It's a kind of strange way we work now. It is different. Sometimes I have a period working at the piano for a long time. Sometimes it's me and the organ player Anna Svestergaard, and we join together and talk a lot, and then we start with a single small idea. Sometimes it's computer work, other times it can be completely different. So it depends on what project is the next project. And for now we are working on we're just about to finish a very interesting project with an Ukraine-born art photographer. Her name is Anna Casanova. She lives in Prague, for the moment in Berlin. And she has made some very beautiful art photos, and we created sounds for these art photos. Actually, what we hear now in the background, listen. This could be actually the background for one of the photos. And here there is no instruments, there's no tunes, no nothing. This is made from recordings. We always do recordings from all over the world where we are. We put it this way, we steal a minute of our time, of everybody's time, because we record it. And then we have an archive with like thousands and thousands of small minute sounds. And we work with these sounds and create music out of these sounds, but without using instruments. So we work in many different levels and minutes.
I realized when preparing for this interview that you, as many jazzers, although you are not strictly jazz band, have have very funny titles.
Yes.
Like Couldn't Be a Cowboy or Head Banging the Piano. I like that.
Yes.
It's also the title of the album. Or We Know Who Really Killed Laura Palmer, and so on, so on. Knock, 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 for example. So I'm wondering, I guess that first you do music and then you put a title on it. Have you ever tried to make it different? You know,
the other way around? No.
No.
But your question is good and interesting. It's interesting that you ask this question because we are serious and we mean this as art serious people. But we always have the funny part into it, because then if it's not a question of the seriousness and the funny part, you don't have real art. So therefore the more funny names, so that people maybe can say, okay, this is serious, but it's not more serious than I can also laugh.
I guess this also leaves open space to every listener to get what he or she wants from your music. So see you tonight at Gala Hala, Strange Party Orchestra. Hvala koru, ki se nam je pridružil tukaj v studiju na intervju Radio Študent, kot rečeno, Strange Party Orchestra, danska jazz in podobna zasedba zvečer ob 8 v Gala Hali. So, thank you once more and welcome to Ljubljana in Slovenija and I wish you a good concert.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Intervju Radija Študent.